Know, dear brothers and sisters, that as we have rejoiced in the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the first day of March will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 16th day of April, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 28th day of May will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 4th day of June, the Feast of the Pentecost. On the 18th day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the 27th day of November, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
So the proclamation of the movable feast is an ancient tradition in our church. It's one that for centuries was done in the churches when people didn't have smartphones to ask Siri, when is Easter? Because as you know, Easter is always celebrated the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the spring equinox. And so not everybody had the education to be able to understand what that means, and maybe we don't even know that either. But the proclamation of the movable feast is a reminder to us that we center our lives around the mysteries of our faith, and that people would celebrate the Christmas season. At the end of the Christmas season, they would go to church, and they would listen expectantly of, when are these seasons going to be? Where are the great traditions of our faith going to be? And they would hear these words proclaimed, and they would make note of it, I guess, in their little planners and their daily planners, and say, all right, this is when we're going to celebrate. But we don't need that as much anymore, but we do need the fact that our central mysteries of our faith need to be celebrated. That we are to make those times known in our hearts so that we can be ready to celebrate the sacred mysteries of our Lord's love. It's a special feast that today, on the Feast of the Epiphany, we're looking at other times and we're going to celebrate the grace of our Lord Jesus, celebrate the mysteries of his love in our lives. And that's why we've joined here together today, on this Feast of the Epiphany, to be like those magi who are looking for a sign in the heavens to say, Lord, what are you asking me to do? Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? I know when I was discerning, I would have really liked for the Lord to have this big star appear, like to say, this is what I want you to do, TJ. This is how I want you to live your life. This is how I want you to serve. But it's not that easy. The Lord gives us signs, and sometimes we can't see them. Sometimes they're not as bright as that big, bright star in the sky. But the Lord gives us those signs. And our job as people of faith is to try to find those signs. How is it that God's calling you? How is he calling each one of us to grow in holiness? And the other mystery of the Epiphany is that the wise men, the magi, they had to go and do their work. They had to go try to find out, okay, we see the star in the heavens, but where is this king going to be born? And they had to make a journey. They had to go find him. That's what our lives of faith are like too. We don't just sit back and like, okay, the Lord Jesus is going to come into my living room and he's going to appear for me and he's going to give me all the gifts and he's going to tell me what he wants me to. We have to do the work, right? We have to be the ones to say, I'm going to go out and find out what it is that you want me to do. Discerning is difficult, I know. It's tough. I love being a priest, and I'm so glad that I chose this path. And my sisters, I'm sure, would say yes, being a sister is what they want to do, but they probably don't want to go back to where you are. To have to make those decisions again of like, okay, Lord, how do you want me to serve my life? How do you want me to live it out? It's tough. It's difficult. It's hard work. You're like the magi. You're like the wise men traveling around trying to figure out, what am I going to do? But know that the Lord is with you. Know that his light shines. We heard in the first reading today that that light shines in the darkness. In those darkest moments of our lives, in those darkest times, is when the light is the brightest. When the love of the Lord Jesus will shine the most brightly, when we doubt, when we struggle, when we're going through pain, his light will be there. So my friends, don't ever be afraid to call upon his light. He's there and he's going to shine for you. He's going to show you the way. He's going to show you how to love. He's going to show you how to live. At the very end of the gospel, I think something profound is said. That the Magi are warned in a dream not to return to Herod, because Herod wants to do what to the baby Jesus? He wants to kill him, right? He's going to go out and he's going to get rid of all of those threats to his kingdom. So the Magi said, we're not going to go back the same way we came because Herod might find us. Instead, they go back what? They go back a different way. My friends, hopefully today, you're going home a different way. Hopefully you've come and experienced the Lord's love in some profound way, and now you're going to go home changed. You're going to go home a different way. Maybe not a different route home. You could probably take the same freeway that you did getting here. Might not be that dangerous. But I hope you're changed interiorly. That something that you've experienced here, something that the Lord has taught you, some love that you've experienced, I hope that helps change you. So that when you go home, you're a different person. You go home a different way. That's what the Lord calls us to do on our journey. He calls us to have an encounter with His Son. And He says, I want you to be changed by this love that you see, by this love that you experience. So we pray today that we go home a different way. We pray that we go home changed by this encounter of the Lord's love in our lives. That we hold fast to His teachings, that we hold fast to the faith that He's planted in our heart, and that we go home willing to share it, willing to shine our light to the world, because that's what our Lord did for us. In the darkest moment of humanity, in the darkest times of our lives and our world, He came to show us the way, to show us how to love. And we ask the Lord to help us have that encounter, that experience with Him, so that we can share His love and share His light with the world.